This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine, 11:18, 11 degrees. I'm Macca.
Todd. Thanks you. And coming up, we have Russ Vickery, who's a survivor and board member of Open House Melbourne. Not that you're a survivor of the board, but you know, you're on the board at Open House Melbourne and you're here in the studio with us. No, you're not even on the board.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're here to talk about...
He's a board member of something.
Russ is in the studio with some beautiful cerulean hair.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's natural.
It's the only fancy blue I know, thank you to Devil's Wear Prada. But how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for having me here today.
And we wanted to talk, Russ, about first about Open House Melbourne, but also the issue of family violence, which is much more widespread than people in the community want to talk about or acknowledge, that there is a memorial.
There is a memorial, yes.
Which is going to be part of Open House Melbourne.
Which is the part that I'm involved in.
Which is the part that you're involved in. Yeah. So, first off, tell us about Open House Melbourne.
All right. Well, Open House Melbourne is happening on the 30th and 31st of July this year. It's the first time since, I think, 2019 that people are actually able to flock because, you know, we're sort of post-COVID now, and we can mix. So there will be about, I think, 218 events over that two-day period, and people can go and visit buildings or attend exhibitions. There'll be film screenings. There'll be online events. There's talks. There's building tours, walking tours, a whole range of things. And if people want to find out what's going on, they can go online to www.openhousemelbourne.org. Or in Instagram, it's Open House Melb, M-E-L-B. And that will have everything in there that they need to find out.
You're going to open Todd's house?
Oh,
Todd's house is closed, thank you very much. Guarded and secured. Russ, tell us, what was your journey in getting to work with Open House Melbourne? Why'd you say yes?
Well, I said that I would be involved in this because, you know, I've been a family violence advocate for, you know, over 10 years now. And, you know, I've done that via a show that I do called My Other Closet, The Cabaret. Mm-hmm. I've been involved in the Victim Survivor Advisory Council, the Victorian Government's Victim Survivor Advisory Council, as the LGBTIQ rep for the past 4 years. And during that process, it was decided that we needed to have a memorial in Melbourne to acknowledge the people who have experienced family violence in all aspects. Mm. I joined a working group and we had, I think, 57 meetings over about a 2.5 year period. And, you know, we were able to, well, I think at the end of it, we have produced a very significant memorial to people who have experienced family violence in all its aspects, but a very open memorial where people have the opportunity to go in and reflect. Mm. It's not a memorial where you sort of have direction. Mm. It's more of a place where, you know, people from all sorts of diverse cultures, all marginalised groups, everybody is acknowledged in there through the lack of acknowledgement of any particular group, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
In terms of Open House and the memorial, how does this work?
Okay,
is it in someone's house?
No, it's
no.
not.
So
open house is everywhere.
I know. Well, that's why I'm asking the question.
Will you open up the Mercedes-Benz, your place again?
Yes.
The memorial is, there will be a tour at 10 o'clock on the 30th of the memorial. There will be myself, there will be the architects designed the memorial, a lady by the name of Jennifer Jackson, who is the outgoing chair of VSAC, or Victim Survivor Advisory Council. And we'll be taking people through the memorial and explaining the aspects of the memorial and mm-hmm. what the meanings of the various things are. I mean, one of the things I'm most proud of in this memorial is that it is, I believe, the first memorial in Victoria that has a purpose-built smoking vessel. And it forms part of the design of the memorial. And, you know, we took a lot of time during the process of developing this memorial, consulting with traditional owners. Mm-hmm. The smoking vessel, the memorial is on Wurundjeri land, and it's on Wurundjeri land. And so we very specifically chose Woiwurrung language on the vessel. Before we broke ground, we actually had a smoking ceremony, and we took all the ashes from the smoking ceremony and incorporated them into the concrete pathways and whatever. So,
wonderful.
You know, there is an absolute acknowledgement of traditional owners, but it's also, a memorial that is welcoming to anyone, irrespective of the group.
And it is, it's just quite a striking corner of the place. Because my official office is right around the corner from where the site is. And it is, even though it's on a bit of an artery road, it is quite peaceful.
Yes.
And it is stilling in terms of you feel encapsulated and almost hugged while also being exposed, which for those who have experienced, the many different forms of family violence is that real intricacy of the depth of I'm exposed here and requiring the need to be covered. And it's infused, those ideologies are kind of infused in, and experiences are infused in this space, which sets it apart from anything else, I think.
I'm really glad that you had that feeling, because in the design process, that's exactly what we want you to feel. We want you to walk in there. We want you to – there are no right or wrong emotions or feelings or – ideas that you have about this place. And we have that rounded seat area which almost cocoons you. I mean, we want you to feel safe there. The plantings are purple, which represents family violence. It's a living memorial. It will change all the time. We made sure that the various plantings would bloom at different times. There's an elm tree that forms part of the memorial, which is deciduous, so it will drop its leaves. It will, and a lot of that represents the journey that people, that people who experience family violence go through. Yeah. We want to encapsulate all of that.
Now, unfortunately, we are out of time, Russ. But again, tell people the date, time, and place.
Okay, so it's the Family Violence Memorial at St Andrew's Place. It's 10 a.m. on the 30th of July. Come, one and all, I'd be very happy to meet everyone, and we'll explain a whole heap more to you about the design of the Family Violence
That's
Memorial.
That's great. It looks fantastic and an incredible initiative. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well done, Russ.
Thank you.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Todd.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.